Thou shalt not wear a garment of divers sorts, as of woolen and linen together. Deuteronomy 22, verse 11. The path of the Church of God is a narrow path, such a one that the mere moral sense will continually mistake it. But this should be welcome to us, because it tells us that the Lord looks that his saints be exercised in his truth and ways, unlearning the mere right and wrong of human thoughts, that they may be filled with the mind of Christ. The case of Elijah judging the captains of the king of Israel, referred to as it is in the course of the Gospels, brings these thoughts to mind. See Luke 9, verse 52-56. The Lord had steadily set his face toward Jerusalem under the sense of this, that he should be received up. Something of the thought of glory and of the kingdom was stirring in his soul. I believe the consciousness of his personal dignity and of his high destiny, as we speak among men, was filling him as he began his journey toward Jerusalem. It came to pass, when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face. The expression of conscious dignity breaks forth from this and gives character to the moment, and the disciples feel it. They appear to catch the tone of his mind, and therefore, when the very first village through which the path of their ascending Lord lay refused him entrance, they resent it, and would fain, like Elijah in other days, destroy these insulting captains of Israel. This was nature, the natural sense also of right and wrong. Why then did the Lord rebuke it? It was not wanting in either righteousness or affection. The day will come when the enemies of Christ, who would not that he should reign over them, shall be slain before him. There was nothing unrighteous in the demand, "Wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did?" If we but think for a moment of the person and rights of him who was thus wronged and insulted. Nor was there a wrong affection in this motion of the heart. Jealousy for their divine master stirred it. This motion may be honoured, the moral sense may justify it fully. But Christ rebukes it. "Ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of," said the Lord to them. But why, again I ask, this rebuke? Was it because they were exacting beyond the claims of him whom they sought to avenge? No, as we have said, for such claims will have their day. But the disciples were not in the spiritual intelligence of the moment through which they were passing. They had not the mind of Christ. They did not discern the time, so as to know what Israel ought to do. First Book of Chronicles, chapter 12. They were not distinguishing things that differ. They were not rightly dividing the word of truth. This was their error. "Ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of, for the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." It was not a wrong principle of moral action which the Lord discovers in their souls, but ignorance of the real or divine character of the moment through which they were passing. They did not perceive what thousands, disciples of this day, as they were of that day, do not yet perceive, that the path of Christ to glory does not lie through the judgment of the world, but through the surrender of it, not through self-vindication, but through self-renunciation. This was their mistake, and this is what the Lord rebuked. They naturally thought that this indignity must be recognized, that if the prospect of glory was filling the mind of their master, and if they themselves, in the spirit of such a moment, had gone before his face to prepare his way, whatever stands in the way must surely be set aside. Nature judged thus, and nature thus judging would be justified by the moral sense of man.